Pastor Michael, we're in a season of questions related to heaven and hell. And today's question is, what is the abyss and why are some demons sent there?
Great question. So in episode 2, we talked about Sheol and Hades. Okay, so if you kind of double click on Hades, Hades typically refers to the bad place you go when you die, the place of torment as you wait for the final judgment and the new earth. Okay, so if you double click on Hades and the bad part of it, you're going to get a subsection that is called the abyss. And the abyss is a really interesting place. So you want to talk Nephilim for a minute?
Absolutely.
Always. Always. Yeah, right? Okay, so here's what appears to happen. The demons who rebelled against God before the flood and impregnated human women, those offspring of those demons were called the Nephilim. Mm-hmm. And the Nephilim essentially destroyed the entire earth and infected the bloodline of humanity so pervasively that God had to destroy all of humanity. Mm-hmm. We did this in a different episode on the Nephilim, and it appeared that God spared Noah and his family because for the most part, they were uninfected with Nephilim blood. Now, some people have never heard that before. Go watch our episode on the Nephilim. It's a blast. Agree or disagree, it's fun to talk about.
Yeah.
But what about the demons who did this? Okay, because this was such an epic violation of image bearers. They crossed a line that they knew they were not supposed to cross. So what happened is God took the demons that did this and sent them to essentially hell, if you will, or Hades, early into a place called the abyss. So let me read to you from the book of Jude. Mm-hmm. There's only one chapter in Jude, so it's like, you know, Jude verse 6. And here's what it says. The angels who did not stay within their own position of authority, these are the demons who impregnated these women, but left their proper dwelling, he has kept in eternal chains under gloomy darkness until the judgment of the great day. 2 Peter 2:4 actually calls this place Tartarus, which comes from kind of Greek mythology, taking terms they understand and then helping them understand what these places actually look like. And so here's what you find. All demons have crossed the line, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But not all sins for all demons are the same. And so essentially, these demons who did this got imprisoned, put it under eternal chains of gloomy darkness, and they're being held captive right now. They're being held captive in, we'll say, so we have Hades, bad part. They're somewhere at the bottom of that is a pit where they're being kept in chains. And it's a gloomy darkness. It's not a happy place, right?
Yeah.
So now turn with me to Luke chapter 8. And I'd love for you to read this. And this is a story about Jesus and a bunch of demons. And it's a really striking story because kind of the abyss comes up again here.
Yep. Luke 8, verse 26. Then they sailed to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus had stepped out on the land, there met him a man from the city who had demons. For a long time, he had worn no clothes, and he had not lived in a house, but among the tombs.
Yeah, so demons come to steal, kill, and destroy, right? So there's a multiplicity of them. How many? Let's see.
Yep. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him and said with a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me."
All right, so a couple things here. Number one, these demons recognize Jesus has authority over them. And they recognize, and this is interesting because who's the one who came down and put these demons in gloomy chains of darkness? It was Jesus.
Yeah.
And they're recognizing what he's already done to a bunch of their brothers, okay? When they cross some lines and these demons, they're like, there's a lot of us and we might have crossed the line, right? And so they look at Jesus and they're like, don't send us to the abyss. And keep going, because the text is going to actually show us that this is their understanding.
Yep. Verse 29, for he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many a time it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven by the demon into the desert. Jesus then asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. And they begged him not to command them to depart into the abyss.
Yeah, all Jesus has to say, this is great, is go to the abyss. And they are in the abyss. And they are begging him, please, please, please don't send us to the abyss. Here's what's striking. They are destroying the life of an image bearer.
Yeah.
Right? They've already rebelled against God, aligned mm-hmm. with his number one enemy. And they're like, please, you know? And so what happens next is I just think it's actually one of the, like when you understand how the Jewish mind works and like what these things mean, you'll see exactly what happens. Mm. So keep going with this because this yep. is cool.
Back to Luke 8:32. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside, and they begged him to let them enter these. So he gave them permission. But then the demons came out of the man and entered the pigs, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and drowned.
All right, so they get sent into unclean animals, right? Those pigs are not clean for them. Mm-hmm. Now, what's interesting is that they go over the cliff, they go into the sea, and in the Jewish mind, where is Sheol? It's down, but yeah. where's hell or the dark place? It's the sea. Mm. It's the place of chaos. It's yeah. the place of like people go and they die there, yeah. right? And so what's happening here is that they're like, don't send us to the abyss. And what does he end up doing? He ends up putting them in an unclean thing and then inevitably sending them into the abyss. That's what's being communicated here. So the abyss is where it's a subset of Hades, subset of Sheol, where demons who have crossed lines are sent into eternal chains of gloomy darkness, and they're being held there mm-hmm. until the final judgment because they have wreaked so much havoc on humanity. So one of the things I think we forget is that like God is regularly keeping the demonic realm in check.
Yeah.
And so there are things that they regularly cannot do. And then there are times when demons try to go do these things. And when they do them, then this is what happens to them. We have no idea how many demons have been sent there. We know about the Nephilim. We know about these guys. But like, yeah. we have no idea how many times a demon has crossed the line only to have Jesus come in and just command him, go to the abyss.
Yeah.
And they're stuck there until the judgment day. And that is when on the new earth, hell is created firstly, for the devil and his angels. So they will get out of the abyss. For sure. But then they're just going to go to the fiery pit.
Another worse place.
yeah. And so, the abyss, I think there's no evidence that people go to the abyss before the judgment that I've been able to find.
So yeah.
It seems to be a place for angels to be stored.
Yeah.
This evil angels.
It's fascinating because I've always loved that story in the Gospels, but never kind of understood it from that angle and that perspective of the spiritual realm and the abyss of all where these demons go. So
yeah.
I'm guessing probably a lot of people watching and listening probably also maybe didn't know that nuance. So that's super interesting.
It takes guts to go to the God that you have crossed, humiliated, mocked, tried to destroy and say, I know you can destroy me. Could you please not?
Yeah.
No.
Well, thank you again. Again, we're going to have a lot of good questions to explore. And I think this was just adds another element to all these questions about heaven and hell. So thank you.
Enjoy.